This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Here comes Sydney Rakes. Eastern Shore, 23-point winners. They were down 9 once upon a time. Seems like a long time ago now, and they're up 17-13 right now. And here is Coach Rakes. Coach, thanks for joining us. Things look awfully hairy at the beginning there, but how'd your team right the ship and eventually end up winning by 23?
Well, we talked about being composed in the very beginning. It's tournament play for you. There was a lot of anxiety, a lot of anxious energy. You just need to find a way to channel it the right way. And we came out a little sluggish, but we were fortunate enough to get some big stops towards the end of the half, make some big shots towards the end of the half, and it kind of gave us some momentum going into the second half. So we just kind of tried to piggyback on that a little bit.
Yep. Coach Batchelor mentioned in the pregame the possibility of those pregame jitters that South Carolina State didn't have, but I want to focus on the end of those jitters. When you first scored, a minute and a half to go in the first quarter, and it was Choma Moichenna, a kid who hasn't played that much in the second half of the MEAC schedule. She comes in, two absolutely huge buckets to stabilize things, stop the free fall, and I think a large portion of that momentum goes on her shoulders.
Well, we talked about being prepared at all times and being ready when your number is called and staying focused and being part of our pack. We call it a pack, and each wolf has a responsibility in that pack. So when your name is called, whether you haven't played 2 months or a month, you have to be prepared to do your job. And if you're prepared to do your job, then we'll be okay. And then she came in and she did a phenomenal job. Hats off to her. She really gave us that initial boost that we needed. So, you know, we look forward to better things from her.
Adrian Jones led both teams in scoring with 13 points. She was another stabilizing force for the Hawks in the first half. And there was that point when all the starters were on the bench and it was entirely bench players on the floor. And they were the ones who really started that spark and got the Hawks back into the game. But I think it shows the depth of this team.
Again, you know, we pride ourselves on being a certain way or playing a certain way. And each individual has a job to do. And when your number is called, you know I just said this, but you have to be prepared. And Adrian came in, she made some big shots for us, some big defensive stops for us, and she gave us that energy that we needed, you know, from the starters. The starters, sometimes you have to come and have a seat on the bench and kind of look and see what's going on. And then you say, okay, let's settle down and do what we typically do. And that's what we were able to do the second half.
Yeah, settled down, did what you did, went on that big run to close the second half that bridged into the, or close the first half that closed into the, and into the third quarter. The big message in the pregame was hustle and making the other side run out of gas, a team that had played not 24 hours ago, and it seems like about the middle of the second quarter, that's what happened as our team was coming into its own.
Absolutely. We wanted to pressure them the entire game, knowing, like you said, they hadn't played in less than 24 hours, and we wanted to get all 50-50 balls, all loose balls. We just didn't want to leave anything out on the floor and second guess ourselves, and we just wanted to kind of pressure and keep that momentum going. And eventually, you know, just by nature, sheer nature of the sport, playing two games in less than 24 hours is very difficult. So we just wanted to kind of capitalize on that, and I thought we did a good job in the second half.
Well, Eastern Shore is the 2 seed, won't have to go through that before their next game. It's on to the semifinals. You'll have a whole day's worth of rest. You'll play either a Bethune or a Coppin team that will have played 24 hours earlier. So what's the plan over the next 48?
Well, pretty much just to get them off their feet, get some rest. We'll look at some film, do a little scouting, and just being prepared to play. I mean, as coaches, we have to pride ourselves in the fact that we've prepared them up until this point. And we talk about tournament play is about players making plays, 1 through 15. So, you know, we'll do our best as coaches to get them prepared for whomever we have to face, and we'll hope for the best.
All right, thank you, Coach. Congratulations. We'll see you on Friday.
Appreciate it.